Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, yeah, John. Alien Gonzalez, Janet Reno. Man, we remember those names very well. You see the photograph. I mean, this is an epic photograph. This is an epic photograph in American history. What is it, like an FBI SWAT team guy? I forget who Janet Reno sent in to go, you know, kidnap Alien Gonzalez from his family to bring him, to send him back into Cuban communism. But yeah, man, good to see you first off. John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house with us here on Montana Talks. Good to see you.
Good morning. Yeah, it's, you notice that the media out there and all these nutbags on social media, they can lie to you about, well, they can lie to certain people out there. But see, me and you, people that actually lived through the Alien Gonzalez thing, who were actually functioning and thinking human beings at the time, we remember exactly who that was. And what you have was this nutbag on Twitter trying to tell you, show you that iconic picture of screaming Elyon in the closet, and a tactical guy taking him out of the closet to deliver him back to Cuba. And it's, this is what's going to happen under a Trump administration. You're like, remind the class who was president when that happened and who ordered that raid. I think that would be B.J. Clinton, if I remember it right.
Yeah, exactly. So, yes, yeah, so some liberal on Twitter, some leftist on Twitter says Republicans want to do this in every town in America because they basically took a soundbite from President Trump's interview with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures, where she asked him, she said, hey, look, the Democrats could very likely unleash basically a mass riots and mass protests in the streets if you are elected president, and what needs to be done to basically stop that type of violence. So he was saying, well, look, if we need to use the National Guard or the military to quell any violence, then that's what we'll have to do. But the Democrats and the liberal media never used her question to put his answer in context. So they're out there falsely claiming, oh, yeah, Donald Trump's going to send the military after everyday American citizens. And then they use the photograph of Alien Gonzalez when they, under a Democrat president, sent in the SWAT team basically to go take a kid back to communist Cuba.
Now that at my age now, I finally reached a certain conclusion of things, is you really cannot, you're not really, really able to speak on an issue if you truly weren't there. Now, yeah, you can, but you can't compare your knowledge to somebody that was actually there, somebody that actually lived through it, that was alive at that time, because the context just isn't there. You hear people talk about these issues that happened when they weren't even alive or when they were babies. You're like, dude, you have no idea what you're talking about. You have no context of the issue. You read some newspaper article that completely distorted the whole thing. Sit down and shut up.
Plus, you have your gender pronouns in your LinkedIn profile. I'm not listening to one thing you have to say. I mean, I know some people probably, maybe they feel like they had to put those in there because, like, their company made them or they feel like whatever. But I just, if I see you put, like, he, she, him, hers, whatever in your LinkedIn profile, it's like, okay.
Did you see mine now? I'm the evil incarnate.
Oh, yeah. Well, good. That's accurate. Fair, accurate, and to the point right there. All right, things are starting to move quick. Things are moving very fast now. Less than 3 weeks to go until Election Day here in Montana. And really, all eyes are on Montana. Well, maybe they shifted a little bit, but huge elections here in Montana heading into November. A lot of you have already voted, but you still want to be heard across Montana because you know some people are just now starting to pay attention. Well, they're going to be paying attention to you when you call in to Montana Talks. We took you statewide every Monday through Friday, 9 to 10.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
John, you made a good point during the break there. Kamala Harris, by the way, the Babylon Bee, didn't they predict this? Didn't they? This is another one of the Babylon Bee prophecies fulfilled. Another Babylon Bee prophecy fulfilled. Seth Dillon shared this earlier. First, there was the Babylon Bee headline from a while back. Democrats consider replacing Kamala Harris with more coherent Joe Biden. And then now there's a story, I think it's from The Hill, about something about Democrats wanting Joe Biden back or something like that.
Once again, if you truly want to know, you want to be on the cutting edge of the latest news and information, you have to be listening to Montana Talks, and you have to be listening to Behind Enemy Lines on Rumble, because we talked about this last Wednesday on our podcast. We were just kicking around the idea, hey, wouldn't it have been, looking in the rearview mirror, wouldn't it have been a better move for the Democrats to actually keep Joe Biden? And since that day, since Wednesday, now you've got everybody in the media out there talking about that same thing, like he would have been a better candidate.
Well, he probably would have. She'd be doing better in Pennsylvania probably right now. And then wacky Tim Walz, that guy's not helping at all. But the story you were talking about was, and I saw the video, you know, Joe Biden has been mocked, rightly so, because they give him note cards, full color note cards with the photo of the reporter, with the name of the reporter. They tell him which reporter to call on because, you know, they want him to get the softball questions. It's kind of like when John Tester travels Montana. They give him my photograph and they say, do not show up in the Montana Talk studios. You do not want to take phone calls from Montanans. Go see that liberal, at KTVQ television. They won't ask you any tough questions. But they're not even giving Kamala Harris note cards now. They're straight up calling, their handlers are calling on the reporters for her.
Yeah, here she is supposed to be the better candidate, and she's there because, you know, Grandpa Joe couldn't figure anything out and had dementia. But now she's actually got her handler on the side picking the reporters for her. They don't even bother to give her notes. I mean, she's worse than Joe.
Worse than Joe, yeah. The Babylon Bee prophecy fulfilled. Oh, another Babylon Bee headline. This was one of my favorites. All the McDonald's memes. Have you seen all these McDonald's memes? They awesome. Are so great. But this was the Babylon Bee headline. Would-be Trump assassin found hiding in play place. And it's the McBurglar hiding in the play place. Wet for Trump.
Have you watched? I mean, this was the most brilliant political play in my lifetime. I mean, absolutely dead on perfect. And you know how you know it was, Aaron? Because the entire liberal mainstream media and the Democrats lost their ever-loving minds over this. I mean, they went insane over it.
It was classic. I jumped on Facebook last night, facebook.com/Flint Report, and I said, all right, guys, share your best McDonald's Trump memes. And it was hysterical. I think my favorite was the McDonald's sign, And then President Trump with the red paintbrush painting over Mick, so it just says Donald's instead of McDonald's.
Well, the thing that they are screeching like a bunch of hysterical Karens out there is that it was staged! It was staged! Wait, hold on a second. Are you seriously telling me that Donald Trump doesn't work at McDonald's? Now, this floors me here. I thought for sure he was a fry cook at the McDonald's.
Now I feel lied to. Well, since we're talking about McDonald's, we better start with the mighty McHuman Z. He's on that behind enemy lines with John Jackson. Z, great to hear from you. What's going on?
Hi, this is Bill Clinton calling. Not Mighty Human Z. I got to tell you, when I was president, I used to go jogging. Then I go to McDonald's there, and Hillary stopped that. You know, she stops a lot. I said to her last night, I said, Hill, I need a little snack, hon. She said, Bill, not now. I got a headache. Just Mick, deal with it. Oh, woe is me.
I can see the pasty white thighs jogging down the street right now as we speak. It's the mighty Human Z just getting a little run in.
Every time I hear that, you talk about McDonald's, you remember that classic SNL skit with Phil Hartman was doing Bill Clinton, and they go in there, and he's got his Secret Service on the side of him, and he's like, let me tell you something, there's going to be a lot of things we don't tell Mrs. Clinton.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Mrs. Clinton, did you see this? I found this on the Fox News video page earlier this morning. They did a mashup of where Kamala Harris sounds exactly like Hillary Clinton. Now, you gotta listen a little closer, and you got to watch the video, too. The screeching, the lecturing, the finger wagging. It's painful, isn't it, Bill?
I am sick and tired of the negative, dark, divisive, dangerous vision and behavior of people who support Donald Trump.
I feel like I'm at the dog park and there's two dogs just yelping at each other.
Give a brother a warning next time you're going to play that. You just like you shocked me with a cattle prod across the way here. Hillary's voice coming across that loud. Oh, my God.
And then Kamala. Yeah, but I do think there's so many similarities to this. Plus this whole idea that, well, you have to vote for a woman if you're a woman. No, I'm going to vote for lower grocery prices, lower gas prices. And by the way, you clowns can't even tell us what a woman is anyway, and you think that men should be going in the woman's room. So, don't spare us the lecture about, you know, what a woman should do when you can't even tell us what a woman is.
The thing that kills me about it, you saw her in the debate. She's completely capable of speaking and memorizing answers and stuff, but she just won't do it. That's why she comes off like such a dunce.
We got a cool woman on the phone lines next, right after the break. She goes by the name Tester Will Not Be Reelected. On X, 2 weeks from today, Election Day, phone lines are open for you. Back right after this.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The federal deficit is now at $1.8 trillion for fiscal year 2024. That's according to the Congressional Budget Office. This refers to how much money the government spent compared to the money it took in. The slightly revised deficit estimate was $81 billion, or 4% smaller than the last projection made in June. The CBO has long warned that the federal government is on a fiscal path that is unsustainable in the long term. Annual deficits are projected to rise steadily through the coming decade to reach more than $2.8 trillion in fiscal year 2034. The deficit for fiscal year 2024, which ended September 30th, was $139 billion larger than the fiscal 2023 shortfall. While revenues increased by $479 billion, or 11%, spending rose even more by $617 billion, or 10%. Meanwhile, spending on interest payments on the public debt rose by $240 billion to $950 billion in the last fiscal year. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
It's simple math. Tim Horton's 2-3-4 menu fills your mornings without emptying your pockets. $2 gets you a hot coffee or a classic bagel. $3, try a sausage and cheese English muffin or two classic donuts. And for $4, enjoy an egg and cheese croissant or an iced cap. Do the math. It all adds up to delicious deals. Only at Tim's. The Tim's 2-3-4 menu is available until 2 p.m. at select Columbus, Ohio restaurants. Terms apply.
V This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So this is really cool. So Kim Strassel with the Wall Street Journal, I mean, she's just a legend at the Wall Street Journal. Still, I mean, not old enough to be a legend, but she's just been doing such incredible writing for so many years now at the Wall Street Journal. She is actually in Billings, Montana right now as we speak. She is headlining a dinner tonight. The Mountain States Policy Center is doing a dinner tonight. And in fact, if you want to go to that dinner, I think they still are offering up a special deal just for our Montana Talks listeners. Go to the Mountain States Policy Center website, click events, and then for the Kim Strassel dinner, when you check out, type in this promo code, free markets. Type in free markets as the promo code, and you can get a free ticket to the dinner featuring Kim Strassel with the Wall Street Journal tonight. But she should be dropping in any minute here. She may be popping into our Montana Talks studios. I know she's got a meeting here earlier this morning that she's in the middle of, but she said as soon as her meeting wraps up, she'll pop in and join us on the show. And so, John, you're okay with that, right? Are you okay with relinquishing a little bit of your time here for Kim Strassel this morning?
You know, like we were saying on the break there, she's probably already listened to the top of the hour, and now she's calling Travis saying, yeah, not going to do that show. Backing out of that.
Who was in the studio? Yeah. I don't know about this guy. I've seen his tweets. Yeah, you know, maybe I'll call in. I'll call you. It's like Chandler. Chandler Bing. I'll call you. She'll call later in the week now instead of being in the studio with us. Hey, let's jump in and speak. Speaking of calls, let's jump right into the phone lines here. She goes by the name Tester Will Not Be Reelected. She's calling in from Eastern Montana. Great to hear from you.
Good morning, Aaron and John, and of course, thanks to our veterans. Hey, so we are almost over the finish line, and there is nothing I take more joy in than watching the Montana Democrats melting down in real time, trying to find a safe space, because you know what, those liberals, they know what's coming. So I would love to be a fly in the room when those wackadoodle soy boys and miserable liberal women start spouting off hate to their therapist at $300 per hour. Orange man bad! Decorated Navy SEAL bad! My goodness, the left is just joyless and crooked, but on that note, I wanted to let your listeners know that if they need a ride at the last minute to the polls, Uber is offering 50% off through their app, or call a neighbor, because the most important thing here is we've got to vote. Got to vote. No excuses. Call Uber at the last minute if you need a ride. And that's all. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. And thank you, Montana. Bye-bye.
Hey, all right. Yeah, great to hear from you. I got to memorize that line she just used. She was talking about, you know, you see them on Twitter on the Montana Politics hashtag, the screechiest, shriekiest, shrillest of the Montana Democrat Party. What did she call them? The wacky soy boys and the miserable women of the Montana Democrat Party. Oh, man.
Well, look.
There's your promo, Travis, right there.
It's 2 weeks to go, guys, here. And, like, to paraphrase the wolf from Pulp Fiction, because I can't say exactly what he said, I will tell you, let's not start pleasuring each other just yet, okay? Because there's nothing more dangerous than a cornered animal. And we know, particularly these people that are in power from the Biden regime, they are absolutely lawless gangsters. They will do and say anything and use every single lever of the power of the government to do it. So we may be, you know, happy right now, but right now, 2 weeks to go, we have to fight like we are the third monkey getting ready to get on the ark, and it's starting to rain.
That's right. Yeah, I can't take anything for granted. You know, it's interesting, as she was talking about people getting out to vote, President Trump is encouraging people to vote early so that you get your job done, not only because, A, now you know your vote for sure gets in. You don't have to risk a snowstorm on Election Day potentially blocking you from getting the job done. But on top of that, you save party resources. You save campaign resources. Instead of them spending money trying to get you out to vote, trying to convince you how to vote, once they know that you've gotten your ballot in, they can use their limited resources to target other voters. But then on top of that, then you're available to drive your neighbors to get to go and vote. John, I'm interested in some of our listeners. I wonder how many of them have voted early, maybe for the first time ever, because of President Trump and, you know, conservatives urging them to do so. I sent a message to the Montana Secretary of State's office yesterday just to see what early vote returns are looking like, you know, because they can track the numbers that are rolling in to see how it compares to previous elections, for example. But, for example, Mike in Big Timber, he said he voted early for the first time since 1968. And the only reason he voted early in 1968 is because he was in, let's just say, a Southeast Asian country back in 1968. So that's the only way he was able to vote back in 1968.
Well, what a lot of people have been pointing out is that another reason you need to go ahead and get out there and vote early is because of the Democrat shenanigans we've seen all across the country since 2020. Oh, gee, Election Day, oops. All these machines have gone down. Oh, the power's gone out. Oh, there's a sewer pipe busted here. You know, you just never know on Election Day what kind of shenanigans. That's how they cheated Carrie Lake out of the election down in Arizona. All of a sudden, that day, in Republican districts, all the machines went down. Oops. You know, get your vote in early, folks.
But nonetheless, it is looking very good. Montana is looking very good. John, I guess it's a question, what motivates people? Are you motivated by, you better get out there and vote or the world's going to come crashing down on you, things look awful, things look bad? Or are you motivated by, holy cow, Montana, you are about to help save this country? And does that motivate people to want to be a part of the movement to save the country? I don't know, but things are looking good for Montana.
Josh, the 2 weeks to go, Pennsylvania Senate now shifts to toss-up. Nebraska Senate moves to lean Republican from likely Republican. That's getting tighter. It says Montana Senator John Tester remains the likeliest Democrat to lose re-election, which along with GOP's certain pickup in West Virginia would get Republicans to 51 seats. But the trio of blue wall states are getting tighter for Democrats as well. And to that point, here's some...
All right, and then he plays these TV commercials. So he said the line that stood out to me as I heard that live yesterday was, John Tester remains the likeliest Democrat to lose his race. Yeah, that's got everybody smiling, right?
You know how bad that hurt Meat Sweats, Brett Baer, there to say that. I mean, that killed him. You know, that killed him to have to actually report that news.
I don't think so. I mean, look, Brett Baer is their news guy, so he's not a conservative commentator. But I think he's a fair news guy. He may not report it the way you want to all the time, but I think he's a fair news guy. But then he played these clips of all these Democrats in these Senate battleground states pretending to be pro-Trump, pretending to work with Trump. So apparently, and Josh Krashauer made that point, apparently they're seeing something on the ground in these Senate battleground states that their voters are voting for Donald J. Trump, that their people are moving towards Donald J. Trump. And so that's why they're running ads trying to tie themselves to Donald J. Trump. Things are not looking good for Kamala, apparently, in those battleground states.
It's not only tying themselves to Trump, but it is moving away from and distancing themselves from Kamala. And we talked about this last week on your show. Remember, we were laughing about how they're all going to be in their Carhartts and chewing tobacco and wearing a MAGA hat? Well, that's exactly what they're doing.
That's right. The old prospectors are coming out. Let's go to Richard in Kalispell. Richard, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Thank you for your radio show, and thank you for taking my call. I think Gianforte is a great governor, and we have no debt the way I understand it, and we have a surplus. And I don't know, if so, where the surplus came from. I heard $3 billion. That's the first question. And my second question, John Tester has an F rating with the NRA. Why? What did he do to put himself in that position?
Yeah, great questions. Do you have the answers? Did you tee up the questions so you could give us the answers, or do you want us to throw out what we think are the answers?
I pretty well know on Tester, but the Gianforte, I don't. With the state surplus of money, obviously good governing and good whatnot got us out of debt, but where did the surplus come from?
Well, and how much is the current surplus? That's my bigger question. Great questions all around. Yeah,
I had heard, sir, that it was only $3 billion. If it's true, $3 billion.
Yeah, I'd have to. I've asked that question. I've run into it. And thanks for your call, Richard. Great to hear from you. Great insight, John. I've asked it. You know, I've been traveling the state, so I run into a lot of lawmakers, right? A lot of legislators, and I've asked them. I said, "Hey, what is the current surplus?" And I don't know. Maybe I forget to follow up and ask them, but I don't think I've ever gotten the answer. I think everybody's kind of like, "Well, we know that we've continued to store up a surplus because." And it's happened. I mean, we had two legislative sessions where we cut taxes, and then what did that do? Stimulated our Montana economy, and then they got even more revenue. So we know that that works. But I don't know what the current surplus actually is, but I suspect that there is a surplus. And, you know, the question is, do we want to send legislators back to Helena that give us more of our own money back or that just continue to feed the trough? But, yeah, Governor Greg Gianforte just got an A rating from the Cato Institute for lowering taxes and lowering government spending, and the state's out of debt.
Well, isn't that $3 billion? That was the figure from a year and a half ago, right? I remember hearing that specifically that $3 billion, but I don't know what it is right now. It can't be that much again, can it?
I wouldn't think so, but hey, you never know. I mean, Montana's doing better as a red state than those blue states are doing, that's for sure. And then John Tester, why does he have an F rating from the NRA and the GOA and the MSSA and any other gun acronym group out there? The biggest reason is because he voted for anti-Second Amendment Supreme Court justices. That's the biggest reason.
And F rating from the immigration groups, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The anti-open border groups. Yeah, exactly. All right. Great questions, Richard. Thanks for the call. Back right after this.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
With affordability disappearing, there's an interesting and potentially powerful convergence taking place on the issue of how to reform and improve housing regulation and zoning. Those who feel that we have too much regulation, of course, continue to hold out for rollbacks. But those who think regulation and zoning are essential pieces of housing policy increasingly want that as well. That's because even those who champion local regulation and zoning and housing recognize that what exists today is dysfunctional. But can the agreement that housing regulations today aren't working actually unravel the affordability knot? If a coalition created to reform regulation succeeds in actually building more housing, the answer might be yes. But if we spin our wheels targeting a bad regulation here or there, and then congratulate ourselves on doing something, I'm much more pessimistic. Housing markets don't need action per se, they just need more housing. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John, before we get back into the phone calls here, we gotta play this soundbite here because you and I, you know, it was like the first thing you wanted to talk about, which means we probably would never get to it unless I get to it right now. So we were joking about how the Democrats are thinking, oh, sure would be nice to have the more cognitive Joe Biden up there than Kamala Harris right now. With Joe Biden, they hand him the note cards. Okay, call on this reporter first and then go to that reporter. They'll give you the softball question. With Kamala Harris, they don't even give her note cards. They don't even trust her with note cards. They're like, we're going to call on them for you, Kamala. You just stay there and be quiet. We'll call on the reporter for you. But then, what was this Maria Shriver thing? Were they doing like some sort of phony town hall meeting? What was the Maria Shriver thing?
Yeah, it's a town hall. And right as Maria Shriver's talking, some member of the audience like raises their hand and says, I'd like to ask Kamala a question, and Maria Shriver shuts that down. Boom, says, oh, no, we have predetermined questions here, you know, like
So it's a room full of people.
This is not a real town hall, people. Maybe you thought it was, but it is not. We've already got the questions set up. Kamala's got the answers, you know.
So, yeah, so they made it look like it was a town hall meeting, and there's people sitting, and they're thinking, oh, I get to ask questions of a presidential candidate. It's like, no, you're a prop. Sit down.
Not so much. No, not so much.
Here's the audio for those of you that think that old the Joker here is just making things up. Oh, let me cue it up here. I thought I had it ready to roll. Hold on. All right, there we go. There we go. Here we go.
You're not, unfortunately. We have some predetermined questions, and hopefully I'll be able to ask some of the questions that might be in your head. I hope so.
Hopefully I'll have some of the questions that might be in your head.
Sit down, peasant, and do not interrupt the script here, okay? We've got this thing all worked out. Please, sit down.
We've got chili-flavored grasshoppers for you to eat over there. Just eat bugs. Sit down and shut up.
Right, take a look at Maria, that clip. You know why Arnold went with the maid, right? I mean,
That's just wrong. Let's go to Stu in Marion. I forgot to warn people. This is the most unwoke hour of the week. Well, 2 hours, because he's going to be with us next hour, too. So grab those pearls. You're going to have to clutch your pearls if the Pulp Fiction quote earlier didn't already get you to shut off the radio. There'll be multiple opportunities for you to want to shut off your radio. Don't worry, you know. Stu, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to address the surplus. I lived in Boone, North Carolina for 30 years, and I've been up here for about 6 years. And I want to tell you that right now, North Carolina would sure like to have a surplus of money. So if anybody's taken the Dave Ramsey course, you know that it's a really good idea to have an emergency fund. Do not knock it when a governor puts together a surplus, because you never know when we might have a wildfire that sweeps across the state of Montana, and we need a surplus, right?
Well, that's right. Well, and that's what
surplus
I think.
Is a great thing.
Well, and that's another thing that the governor's done. I mean, the governor's made sure that they put money into the fully funding the wildfire emergency account, and then also, you know, making sure there's what you might call a rainy day fund. So yeah, so whatever the governor has set aside for that is on top of everything else, on top of, you know, the tax relief, the rebate checks, and so much more. But, Stu, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you.
Wait a minute, Aaron. Now, are you telling me that government, like, you know, the governor is not supposed to, like, raid every single pot of money he can find to spend on his agenda? I thought that was how it was done. At least Joe Biden and Kamala Harris do it that way.
Hey, by the way, did you watch the Fussy Bussy debate with Gianforte and Fussy Bussy? Did you watch it?
No.
Yeah, don't worry. You didn't miss much. I mean, all you got to do is see a photograph of the two of them, and you've seen enough. You know, you had the optimistic, the bright, cheery, bushy, you know, bushy-tailed Governor Gianforte talking about how good Montana's doing compared to all these other states, the over $1 billion in tax relief. And then you got old Fussy Bussy, who looks like an angry Russian from, you know, 1980s WWF. So that's
an angry gay Russian.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, that's who you are. My father's gay.
Next up on the phone lines, John Jackson's father. All right, let's go. We got, speaking of debates, State Senator Brad Molnar just had a debate with his Democrat opponent, hosted by a big Democrat operative, and it wasn't David Muir from ABC. Brad, how'd the debate go?
It was the most fun you can have without spending 30 days in jail, I'll tell you that. My opponent and I don't agree on anything. We don't even agree on how to pronounce her last name. It's B-I-L-O, and I call it Bilo, and she calls it Bilo. But I spent most of the time just pointing out that we've had, you know, it's a third debate. You keep saying the same things. I keep proving you wrong, and here's, you know, the facts written down. Here's the white paper, the study, and we just kept going. But if people would take a moment to look that up on the Gazette, they have two videos. One of them is me explaining we need to be prepared to make Northwestern Energy a co-op if they need to sell themselves or go into bankruptcy or whatever, just like they tried to sell off Colstrip, they tried to sell off transmission lines. If they face bankruptcy because one of the transmission lines started a huge forest fire and they can't pay it, we should be in a position to buy ourselves free and not go under a new IOU, investor-owned utility, but rather be a co-op, just the same as is happening basically across the nation. And that's my view. Hers, and this is extremely important, is she always talks about we need to have batteries in our future to regulate our wind. It's clean, it's reliable, it's very affordable. Well, take the 4 days we had of 22 below and 1,000 megawatts per hour deficit because the wind didn't blow and the solar didn't heat. In order to replace that, if you did it with gas plants like Laurel, you would need five of them, and that would be $1.5 billion. If you did it with the batteries that are currently available, not something on a drawing board, which is where she always goes to, it would be $4.5 billion. The electricity coming out would be $200 a megawatt. For comparison, Colstrip is $65. That is her idea of affordable future.
Yeah, talk about a contrast.
I have no idea.
Yeah, talk about a contrast. I mean, we had both you and her in the studios here for that full 8 o'clock hour, and right. nice lady. It was nice talking with her. But very clearly a contrast here between Republican Brad Molnar and Democrat Susan Bilo for that District 2 race on the Public Service Commission, as I imagine there is a clear contrast with all of these PSC races. Brad, thanks for calling in. Thanks for the recap. I see not only was Tom Tao the Democrat moderator, but it looks like Tony O'Donnell was the Republican moderator there. And he actually allowed you to talk. He allowed you to talk. No, I'm just joking. Get a little fun there with some of our fellow Republicans there, John Jackson. But it's what's interesting about this whole debate and what Brad just said there is that the Democrats are doubling down on the very policies that are responsible for massive electric rate hikes in the first place.
Well, what you have to remember about these people in all things, and not just in this climate lunacy, but in immigration, in crime, in everything. Remember this one thing. Democrats and these communists will never stop voluntarily. As many times as everything they do fails, they will never stop. They must be stopped.
Let's see. Let's go next to Judy in Columbia. He stopped fast, and I was checking a message real fast. Judy in Columbia Falls, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Yes, I just wanted to plead with libertarians to vote Republican this year. I have voted for many years, and so many times the Democrat won because 5, 6, 7% of the vote, libertarians voted to the Libertarian instead of the Republican, and we lost. And we would have won with that extra 6, 7, 5%, whatever. And so I just asked them this year, at least for Tim Sheehy, I'd like to see it do it all across the board, but if it kills them, then at least vote for Tim Sheehy for Senate.
Yeah, if you care about liberty, if you care about freedom, if you truly are a libertarian, you would vote for Tim Sheehy. You'd vote for Donald J. Trump, right? I mean, it's just common sense. Judy, thanks for the call. I suspect that a lot of these people that are calling themselves libertarians, that are urging people to vote for libertarian, you know what they are, John? They're Democrats.
They're Democrat plants, yeah.
They're Democrat plants that are just, you know, you can't trust them. They're pretending to be libertarian when in reality they're just deceptively trying to help out their buddy John Tester. Because that's the only thing they have left is deception, lies, and I mean, that's all they got left right now. They're desperate.
Do you remember Ross Perot back in 1992?
All right. Can I finish?
Third party.
You people.
That's what third party candidates will get you. Okay. A third party candidate delivered us the Clintons, which we have had to live with for the next 30 years of untold death, destruction, and misery from those people.
Bill Clinton won Montana because Ross Perot split the vote with George H.W. Bush. Yeah. Can I finish? Remember when he showed up at the NAACP? You people.
I like the guy. He's a patriot,
he's
but
great.
Still.
Yeah. You
know. Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now their closing argument. Donald Trump is racist. So racist that he's going to use the military and put journalists in jail. No, he's not. It's all a lie. He will impose a national sales tax if elected. That's a lie. He will use the military against American citizens. That's a lie. You know, they lie that, Donald Trump is going to take away Social Security and Medicare. They're lying. He's gonna support a national abortion ban. No, he's not. He supports Project 2025. I do this every day. I've never looked at Project 2025. Donald Trump has never looked at Project 2025, and he said so repeatedly.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, remember the old way of shopping for custom window treatments? You know, waiting around all day to get an overpriced quote from a pushy commission salesperson? Well, those days are over thanks to Blinds.com because they invented a better way. Now, with completely virtual consultations and free samples sent right to your door, you never have to deal with a salesperson in your home ever, ever again. You can always count on Blinds.com to deliver top quality window treatments. Now, from their premium woven wood to motorized shades, which I love, and so much more, you can get unlimited custom window treatments installed, whether it's one or 100, for one low cost. And at Blinds.com, there are never any hidden fees. The price you see on the website is the price that you pay. Ordering online may be scary to some of you, but not with Blinds.com because they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com right now. Get up to 45% off on select styles. Save up to 45% on select styles when you go to Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply. Bye.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA Choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Testing. Call 606-800-8000.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
John, I got another message here from another listener who says he has voted early for the first time ever. Dave in the Shields Valley says, I voted yesterday at the Park County offices in person with my Trump hat on, and a woman tapped me on my shoulder. She had a Trump shirt on. I always vote, but this is the first time I voted early, except submarine service when he was on the submarines and of course, had to vote early that way. The Trumpster will win, Dave in the Shields Valley says, unless they lie, cheat, and steal. Our good friend George Blackard says he voted early yesterday, first time going to a polling place to do it, to vote early. So, yeah, I wonder. I'll bet you there's a lot of people out there that are voting early for the first time ever.
Some stuff I'm seeing that kind of bothers me is that we all know what happened in 2020 with the ballot stuffing and the mail-in votes and all that. Well, it seems like now, because they know they are so far behind and maybe their domestic margin of cheat is not going to be enough, what everybody's talking about now are these overseas ballots. And you got Georgia and Wisconsin and Michigan and these other places already saying, gee whiz, we're going to have to wait 2, 3, 4 days before all those come in. And apparently there's technically available millions of them out there, right? And you got Raffensperger from Georgia actually said that 75% of the vote will be counted basically on election day, but then that other 25% we're going to have to wait to come in.
All right, we got a couple callers on the line I want to try to get to here before we run out of time this hour of the show. John Jackson will stick with us for the 9 o'clock hour as well. And then she hasn't dropped in yet, so Kim Strassel from the Wall Street Journal may be dropping in the next hour of the program. Dave in Columbia Falls, what's on your mind?
Hey, yesterday, an article came out in the Tennessee Star, and it had to do with a warden at Bannon's prison stating that he had reached the point where he should be released, and the DOJ is blocking that release, and he can't do anything about it. The interesting part about this is I have 56,000 followers on Twitter. I follow John and make comments all the time, and this is being blocked on Twitter by multiple people, and I tried to put it up. I'm pretty accused of what's going on,
And they blocked it as well.
Really? What's your handle on Twitter? Are you comfortable sharing that with us so other listeners can follow you?
This is Can-Am Missing Project, but my name is David Politis.
That's right, yeah.
Can-Am Missing.
That's right, yeah.
It's bothering me that I can't get it up. And when you put it up, it gets all squirrely, and everybody who puts that up is having the same issue.
Interesting. Well, David, great to hear from you. And yeah, I recognize your name from X. John, here's the story at thedailywire.com that ties into this. I just shared this via X, x.com/Aaron Flint. This is from the Daily Wire. Steve Bannon denied early release despite qualifying under the First Step Act. So this is the weaponization of government under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Jim and Kalispell, what's on your mind? We're very short on time, but thanks for the call.
Yeah, that's me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Hey, it's Tim. But anyway, I voted early. I voted the day after they opened the polls here in Kalispell. But my concern and my comment is there's an advertisement on TV from a lieutenant colonel who was all dressed up in military. You know, he's got his shirt on with the insignia and pictures, and he's talking about the primary thing, which is, that's fine, that's good. But he doesn't have a military disclaimer on his hat, and he's speaking for fallen soldiers. He says, I lost soldiers, and they didn't die for the current political system, and it just screams of military endorsement on voting yes on the primary issue that's going on. And, you know, I think he should even modify that ad and not speak for fallen soldiers, because he doesn't know that they died for what he considers a bad system.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that CI-126 is crazy. That's why we're urging people, at least we're voting no on all three of those initiatives. But no, fair point. Jim,
Justice
thanks for the call.
Matters in the court.
Hey, if you want to see the videos of former NFL player Bobcat great Dane Fletcher sounding off on Bozeman city leaders over the transients, over the illegal aliens, over all the crime, both videos are now posted. Go to MontanaTalks.com. You'll see the headline there. Also, if you listen to the Montana Talks podcast, either on the Montana Talks app or Spotify, etc., the full audio when Dane Fletcher called into Montana Talks during Thursday's show, you can find it right there. Best way to get it is through the Montana Talks app on your phone.